Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezovic here with you on a Wednesday. We will get Colton Sissons in just a second. I know Nick is working on that behind the scenes. Predators will be back in action tomorrow against the Arizona Coyotes. I'll have pregame for you at 7 o'clock. I'll be at Bridgestone Arena in Barrel House, our usual location, which will be really cool as the SEC tournament will be ongoing. Vanderbilt, do they tip at 7 or 8?
Vanderbilt will tip at – okay, so that's going to be – so the game before them is Arkansas-Auburn at 6 and then 25 minutes after that game. So 8-ish,
probably
8:30.
Yeah. See, I like that. So the Predators and in Vanderbilt will start around the same time.
Yes, because we got a West Coast game.
I'm glad there are multiple TVs in Barrel House.
So I feel very bad for Willie Donick.
Certainly makes it – oh, I know.
He's going to be stressed.
I've told him because I can I've gotten to know him well enough that I can always tell, like, even on TV when he's, you know, when he's checking, like, his mood, like, you're gonna have to just not look. You got to focus on the task at hand.
Max Hurst, if you're listening, you need to somehow. Oh well, he's gonna be calling the game too. So
yeah.
both the Vandy alums,
they'll
have trouble.
They don't get to watch. All right, let's say hello to Colton Sissons, who is on the road, obviously, with the Predators and Phoenix right now. Colton, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Doing well, thank you. Good morning, guys.
So I want to start with something that I have been saying about you in a very, very good way. I've always looked at you as a glue guy with this team. Obviously, a lot of changes have happened over the course of the last couple of weeks, which I know is tough on a locker room. But, you know, you emerge as one of the leaders on this team. You've had a letter on your sweater the last few games. What does it mean to you to know that not only the coaches and management, but your teammates have that trust in you that you can be one of those guys to help take this team to a new place?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. You know, it's something I didn't take lightly, and, you know, I've been working towards hopefully having a letter on my jersey in this league for a long time. So, you know, I felt really good. You know, it doesn't really change too much, to be quite honest with you. I feel like I've been in the kind of core group of the leadership on this team for a number of seasons now. So definitely proud of that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how do you feel like things have been now that the trade deadline's come and gone, stuff settling down, Mr. Poile makes his move, obviously, in his announcement that he's going to retire, Barry Trotz, who you played for Barry very early in your career, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Pretty briefly, my rookie season, I think I played about, I don't know, 17, 18 games, something like that for Barry.
Yeah, so obviously all that happens. What's been the mood of the locker room now that things have kind of settled down and you can just focus on playing the games?
I think everyone's mood is a little bit better after the deadline had passed. It was a stressful week. You know, it's always tough losing some teammates and close buddies. So we were happy to get through that and move forward. So. You know, we got a lot of new life in the locker room, a lot of young guys coming up and already having big impacts on games and helping us win and get points. So, you know, things are going very well. I'm happy with where we're at, and the atmosphere has been pretty good.
Talking to Colton Sissons, Predators forward, you mentioned some of the young guys. Luke Evangelista has come in and been on fire, 3 points in his first four games. He had a two-goal night the other night in Vancouver. What have you seen out of him?
He's a pretty confident young player. You know, he's got the talent. You know, everyone knows that, and you can see it. But really impressed with his poise and confidence in his first couple of games. I think he's going to be a good player in this league for a long time. So, been really happy with him.
When you see a young player come up, and I don't know what it was like for you, you know, when you first started in the NHL. But do you kind of have to have that mix of, you mentioned confidence, but maybe a little bit of cockiness to go along with it, as long as you keep it in check?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's all good if you have some swagger and some confidence to you. You know, you certainly don't want to have too much of that maybe off the ice, but when you get out there, you definitely need that edge to your game, and that young man has it, I'll tell you.
We've got Colton Sissons on with us. Colton, you kind of touched on some of the young guys there right now, but you've been in this league for a while now, and you've experienced, you know, what it's like to fight for a playoff spot towards the end of the season. Now wearing that A on your jersey and holding more of a leadership role, what do you tell some of these young guys, and what can you say just to the way that they've stepped up in different scenarios as you head into the final stretch of this season?
I mean, we're not talking about anything different, quite honest with you. We go through our, our usual routines. We know exactly how we'd like to approach the game and a style of play that we need to have success and, get wins and do things like that. Heinze does a great job of keeping us dialed in and keeping our minds right, staying in the hunt here. But, I mean, we've had so many different guys step up recently and, throughout the season. Cody Glass emerging this year, and Tommy Novak's been just playing out of his mind. So we've had countless guys stepping up this year, and call-ups from Milwaukee and young guys like Evangelista as well. So can't say enough about those guys. They're a big reason why we're still in the mix here.
Got Colton Sissons on with us. You know, after the trade deadline and all the moves that you all made and also bringing some young guys up from Milwaukee, do you think that this road trip has given your team an ability to bond a little bit more after so much just tenseness with the trade deadline hanging over your head and so many different moves? Has this road trip given you guys an opportunity to bond kind of off the ice a little bit more?
Yeah. Road trips are always great for that. Obviously we're on a long one here. 13 days is a lot of bonding, but it's been good, especially with some of the younger players and new faces that have been called up from Milwaukee who haven't really spent a lot of time with us. It's great to get everybody together and have that bonding and just get everybody comfortable. And the tighter you can get the group, the better the product does on the ice. So we do a good job of that around here.
And I know you had to enjoy being in Vancouver, being a BC guy, and Dante as well. I know Johansson's not on the trip, but what was it like being back home?
It's always great. See some family, have a home-cooked meal at my mom and dad's house. So they always have me feeling pretty good heading into the games at home.
So you mentioned earlier in the interview that you played a handful of games for Barry Trotz. I don't know how much time you've really gotten to spend with him since he's officially been back as a, kind of an advisor. But what are your thoughts on him coming in and giving his view on things after leaving the Predators and winning a Stanley Cup?
Yeah, we're excited. I got to know Barry a little bit back in my younger career, and he was a terrific coach. His resume says it all. But he's a great man. He really cares about the organization, the players, just everything. He's got a huge heart. So, I think that along with his experience of winning a cup is going to have this team heading in a very exciting direction.
So we're going to have a little fun, but as we let you go, I got a pair of tickets to give away when you guys take on Seattle on the 25th. There's kind of a big thing happening before that game with a statue being out front of the arena, which I know has to be exciting for all of you to honor Pekka in that way. But fans that want to go to that game need to answer this question. Colton, you currently wear the number 10, but you did not wear that number when you first got called up to the Predators and the NHL. Fans need to tell me 615-737-1025, the first number that Colton wore with the Nashville Predators. First person to do that wins a pair of tickets to see Preds take on Seattle on March 25th. So I think people are going to be able to get that, but we'll see.
All right. Yeah, I think that should be doable.
Colton, thanks so much for the time today. Best of luck against Arizona, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Colton.
Yeah, nice chatting with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Colton Sissons joining us here on the show. And again, 615-737-1025. What was the first number that Colton Sissons wore with the Nashville Predators? You get that answer, you will go see the Preds take on Seattle on March 25th. Colton's one of those guys that, when I was working, every game and doing interviews, that win, lose, whatever, he was always willing to talk. So I always appreciate that, guys like that, will kind of tell it like it is in whatever the situation may be. And he's stepped up. He's had to step up. He's right. He's been in the leadership group the last few years, but he's had to step up even more over the course of the last few weeks because of all the changes that are happening mm-hmm. with the team. And it will be no different tomorrow as they take on Arizona, 2 points that they need to get.
Yeah, and they're sitting right now with like a 23% chance to make the playoffs on Money Puck. But, you know, Colton, I loved his answer. He's like, yeah, 13 days. That's a long bonding trip or whatever.
I'm a
like,
lot of bonding.
I should have been like, so who are you getting sick of? Who's been annoying? I'm kidding.
He would have said Hal Gill.
There you go. That is the correct answer. But no, I mean, I think that this team, and he mentioned it to you when you asked about, you know, does the locker room feel like they can breathe kind of now? You can breathe out. It's so many changes. I mean, just listening to our station and us talking about it, it felt like every day it was something new for that week, that two weeks ago now. I mean, think if you were in that locker room, the stress and trying to get that playoff spot still. And now there aren't expectations like that. So for them to be able to go on this road trip, some of the young guys play a little bit more loosely. And I think Colton said that. He's like, you know, we're just same message, bonding, and we're able to kind of breathe a little bit now that trade line's gone.
Nick, do we have a winner?
Yeah, Logan is our winner today.
And the answer was?
He wore number 84.
Ooh.
84, that is correct. Just like Tanner Jeannot, his former linemate. So Colton debuted in the number 84, and I thought he played for Barry. I couldn't remember, but he did play a handful of games for Barry Trotz his rookie year. Coming up next, SEC tournament gets underway tonight, and I know I'm excited. Michelle's excited. We'll give you a preview. We'll do that next on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.